Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. Roads are frozen and many area businesses remain closed as an unusual snowstorm blanketed the area Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. From 3 to 9 inches of snow were recorded in Columbus County, with 6+ inches in Whiteville. The greater concern is these cold temperatures, the slow melting of snow, and also the hazardous road conditions, which will cause especially the secondary roads to refreeze over the next couple of nights. There was a storm-related wreck in Whiteville Tuesday evening as a Chadburn driver collided with a snowplow at Washington and Madison Streets. No serious injuries were reported. Once again today, a number of school and government offices have announced schedule changes. Columbus County Schools and Whiteville City Schools are on remote learning. Southeastern Community College will be on remote today for students and staff. Meanwhile, Whiteville City offices will be closed. Columbus County offices will open on a 2-hour delay. And the Columbus County Clerk of Court has canceled all court sessions for today. Traffic cases will be continued, and defendants will receive a notice by mail at their last known address. Now, if you have any closings or delays, you can email those to JeffersonWeaver@ColumbusCountyNews.com, and we'll add those to our list. And with these cold temperatures, the warming station continues to be open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church, 506 North Lee Street in Whiteville. Pastor Daisy Brooks said that hours will be extended on extremely cold days. Volunteers are needed from area churches and civic groups. If you need information, you can call 910-918-4531. Firefighters from Brunswick and other departments responded to a structure fire at Bill Hooks Road and U.S. 701 North on Tuesday evening. We have reached out to the fire marshal for more information. Columbus County Commissioners turned down a request from the Sheriff's Office on Tuesday to immediately replace more than 15 vehicles at a cost of $750,000. Captain Creech from the Sheriff's Office explained the maintenance and repair costs far exceeded the budget for this year, reducing the number of available vehicles. The board opted for 10 new cars to replace the most worn vehicles delivered in the new fiscal year. Also at Tuesday's meeting, Columbus County Sheriff Bill Rogers withdrew his request to take over 911 operations and asked that a committee instead be established to help manage the department. Acting Emergency Services Director Kay Stevens says she wasn't aware of specific problems that have been mentioned by fire chiefs in the county. Staffing is a priority for the center, she said. Columbus County 911 exceeded the state requirement in North Carolina for call response in December, despite staffing challenges. It was incorrectly reported that the county did not meet the required standard. Commissioners voted to keep communications under the county's jurisdiction. And the Columbus County Sheriff's Office investigating 3 shooting incidents between Saturday and this past Monday. An 18-year-old female was struck when someone fired multiple rounds into a home and car on Peacock Road Saturday near Tabor City. A man and a woman were injured in a shooting on Baldwin Road early Sunday. Noah Webb remains in critical condition at Novant, New Hanover. And an elderly man was shot while being robbed at his Williams Road home on Monday. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. And the Columbus County Sheriff's Office investigating a report of a 5-year-old girl who was reportedly sexually molested in December. Columbus and Bladen County officials are working on the case. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.